I want to go back to the topic of mass shootings and at-the-scene actions. Prevention of these horrors obviously is falling short when you look at the laws and policies that are on the books. So that leaves a lot of defense and safety up to you. You as a building owner, a business operator, an employee, like it or not, there are going to be times when it's all about you. Now, while it seems like Steve Bob's against you, if someone should try to invade where you are, carrying a weapon of war that they do, you still have power to prevent and defend against them. We're going to explore these ideas with my next guest, who is a former SWAT team operator, police academy instructor, founder of the company Armored One, Tom Chiz. How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing good. It's great to be back.
ArmoredOne.com is a website to find out more about the services Tom and his fellow experts provide for really at all levels for people, for organizations, for schools, for businesses. You'll find out more at ArmoredOne.com. We have a link up at our page as well, as always. You look at shootings, mass shootings, Tom. I mean, we had strange to say this, we had grown to expect them at schools. But now, theaters, houses of worship, parades, concerts, when you look at the various locations these have taken, is there a common thread as far as a person in these indoor, these outdoor situations, priorities that they should remember should a shooting break out?
Yeah, definitely. It really doesn't matter if you're inside or outside. It's, of course, going to be getting away from the gunfire. And sadly, as we've seen at the 4th of July parades and fireworks, we have been telling people for years that this is going to evolve from schools and businesses into playgrounds and basketball games, sporting events, outdoor events, and it has really taken off the way that we have seen. So with that, when the shooting and gunshots are going off, first is going to be recognition of what's happening. So we saw at the fireworks that people were reacting and thinking it was fireworks, or even during the parade before fireworks, they thought fireworks were going off during daytime. That's the body trying to justify something terrible happening. That's protecting you. So your brain will automatically protect you and tell you that this isn't going on. And that could be when someone tells you there's been a death in the family. When we made death notifications, people would constantly say, no, my husband's still alive, he's not dead, and their brain would automatically protect. That same thing goes on during an active shooter. They hear gunshots and they want to justify the sounds, whether it's construction, someone drops something, to fireworks are going off. So recognizing and immediately reacting to get away from danger, that fight or flight that's embedded in every single person, they want to get away, go with that instinct to get as far away from there as quick as possible as you can.
I know this sounds weird, but if you're with a group of people, is the catchphrase strength the numbers applicable, or is it everyone should just get out on their own, make a wide path as possible so the shooter has less targets to shoot at versus hanging in a group like you were?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So it should be you scatter and you go away as quick as possible. So if you don't take care of yourself, I even say this to mothers and fathers, if you're not able to survive and protect yourself, you can't protect your children. So you've got to be able to move quick, take your family with you, take your kids with you. And there's always going to be those people that embedded in them is to fight, and they want to protect, and they're going to stay, and they're going to get people away. We'll take the Boston Marathon bombing. Some of those police officers and first responders were running towards the explosions instinctively to go protect. That's going to happen with a few, but a majority are going to run. You get away, you scatter, you don't run in single lines. I would even take some of the fireworks shootings that you try to get in the buildings as quick as you can to get away. If the shooter's outside, you're safer inside. If the shooter's inside, you're safer outside.
How important is it to recognize that, you know, much like if you're driving in the snow and your car goes into a slide, the accident is now ahead of you. For you to have the least amount of bad to happen as possible, you have to try to catch up to that event that's happening around you. Is that the same thing with the shooter? The shooter is always starting off leading the race. Now you have to catch up with that leader.
Yes, that shooter has a plan. So before that shooting has happened, let's take Uvalde. He had a plan that he had put together how he would attack that school, how he would kill staff and students, and even first responders as they came. He is more prepared than the people inside that building and the people responding to the building. So he is ahead of it, just like you said.
It's you know, you mentioned Uvalde, and he certainly had a lot of unintentional help from what we, I guess, have to refer to law enforcement, although using that term with them is questionable.
Mm-hmm. I agree. your opener to this of saying that you are going to have to decide how you are going to react, because the truth is no one is, you've got to have a mindset that no one is coming to save you. How do you save yourself? And that could be someone breaking into your house because the cops might be a half hour away, or you might get it terribly what we saw in Uvalde, that you have these cowards that are not doing their job, that me as a retired police officer, detective, SWAT operator, and the people I've trained and worked with, it is disgusting to us. They are terrible. They should be sitting in jail for their horrid response. There is no explanation for what they did. But if you have the mindset that no one is coming to save you and you have to save yourself, save your family, save your friends, your reaction is going to be a lot different and a lot quicker.
Sergeant Tom Chiz, who is the founder of Armored One, former SWAT team operator, police academy instructor, armored1.com is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So with the services of Armored One, what were some of the ideas you would promote for people in the here and now? I mean, has this, first of all, has this changed, you know, with the recent and the increase of the frequency of mass shootings? Have your services had to change to keep up with what we're seeing these days, or are the basics still the effective?
I guess the basics or the foundation still there for what we stand for as a company, which is to protect people from active shooters and keep them alive. When we started the company, it was 10 years ago when Sandy Hook Elementary happened. It was December 14th, 2012. So we're hitting our 10-year anniversary of when we started. And that, the day after, I went out personally to Sandy Hook to begin to investigate what happened. And we made that a policy. If there was a school shooting, we were going to go to them. And sadly, they have become so rampant. Now, there's a difference between school shootings and active shooter. School shootings are when someone comes in, it might be gang-related, fight-related, they shoot one person or maybe shoot one person and themselves. An active shooter is when they're killing multiple or trying to injure and kill multiple. So with that, we were going to every school shooting, and sadly, within the past 3 years, we can't even get to the school shootings. There's been so many that we can't even get to the school shootings that now it's mass shootings, something like Uvalde, that we go out and we send investigators because it's just overwhelmed us with the amount of attacks that we've been seeing going on. And even, you know, we've responded to some major ones like Tops Supermarket in Buffalo, to the fireworks. Now we have to send people out to find out what's going on to make sure that we're on top of and knowing how the shooter is going out there to kill and how we can mess up those plans to save lives.
Is that something your company is contracted to do by either officials or individuals, or is this something you're doing to help raise awareness and keep the focus being on plans and preparation so this can start decreasing instead of continuing to increase?
Yeah, we actually do it ourselves. No government entity, no one pays us to come out and investigate. We actually do it because when we started the company, we didn't want to just offer glass or offer training or offer security assessments without knowing truly what went on. So with that, we had to go out and study these, find out what happened, and collect the data to create analytics that are going to help us give true responses to people to help save their lives. And that there is no government entity. When you go to secretservice.com, you go to the FBI, you go to Homeland Security, all of them have different stats for active shooter. Tell me how the federal government doesn't have the same exact stats on every, because their definitions are different. They don't send people to all of them. One politician runs, one senator and congressman runs Homeland Security, and they don't believe that an active shooter is unless three people or more are dead. So with that, they're not collecting the data to truly tell you this is how the shooter is getting into your building, this is how he's killing, this is where he's standing or where he is during parades, during concerts, and how he can save lives. And that's what we wanted to make a difference on, was knowing the truth to be able to speak it almost like a cancer doctor treating cancer.
So for the person listening right now, whatever position they have to be in as an individual, an owner, a manager, whatever the case may be, it's great to have this image of Shangri-La, but reality is dictating quite a different picture. Unless you have a strategy and a plan in place, that shooter is always going to get further and further ahead of you. Your ability to catch up or even stop before the race begins is without a plan and strategy, tactics, and whatever apparatus you can install in your facility, you're just making the odds steeper for yourself without that.
Exactly. So any products that you're adding to your building, if you're the decision maker, whether it's a superintendent of schools, the head of facilities at a business owner, and you're wanting to add certain doors that are security doors, glasses, security glass, all the different things that you can add. Those are added bonuses. But if your people are not trained, like you said, if they don't have a plan and know what to do when something bad happens, the only person in charge is that bad guy. And without causing disruption to his plan, as our military listeners, police listeners, law enforcement, it's called OODA loop. You do not mess up that OODA loop and screw up his plans and make him redirect. You're not going to win. And they typically don't have many backup plans to what they're doing. They are hoping gunshots go off. People are scared. They're taking off. They will kill people, and they will beg for their lives, and they will be in charge until the police stop them. And as we saw in Uvalde, the police didn't even stop them for over 70 minutes. It was disgusting, but they didn't go and confront him. So he was in charge the whole entire time until his lights were put out by the police and Homeland Security. Border Patrol.
This is among what you can learn at Armored One's website, armoredone.com, about their services, about their performance, about their history, their track record, and more information about Above Me on what we talked about here. Again, armoredone.com. We've been talking with their founder, former SWAT team operator, Police Academy instructor Tom Chez. Tom, thanks so much for the work that you do, the teaching that you do, even more importantly, and how you help us understand what our role is in combating this evil here that we're being inundated with. Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome, and thank you for allowing me to spread the word of how to save lives again. So appreciate it.